Hello, Tifos. How you doing? Danny Brams here, on a somber, sober, sad morning, Saturday, sober, sad Saturday, after Charlotte FC's season is over, a fiasco at the Fortress as Charlotte FC exits the MLS Cup in the first round, going down 3-1 to New York City FC. Counterattacks doomed the crown. We conceded three times off of our own attacking set pieces. Really rough to see. If I look a little rough, it's because I feel a little rough. I had a hell of a night. Drank a lot of brews on Mint Street. Had a grand old time. Had some pre-game, some post-game, some mid-game. Got a beer shower at one point that gave us some hope. But ultimately, we doomed ourselves. And Charlotte FC's season is over. You hate to see it. You really do hate to see it. But I'm here with my minty mug, drinking some coffee. I've got some pineapple cranberry juice here. I'm gonna put some, mix it with some Sprite. So we try to get some recovery going on this fine morning. Ooh, that tastes good. That is real good, man. Cheers up, not beers up this time, but hopefully everybody's doing all right. What we're going to do is we're going to decode the presser. That's what we do on this channel a lot of times. And there's really more reaction to sort of be soaked in. Johnny and I will be here. We'll be back at some point soon with like end of the season recap type of thing. But for now, we're going to decode the presser. We're going to start with Dean Smith. We're going to hear from Ashley Westwood. We're going to hear from Archie Goodwin. And then if you stick around long enough, we're going to hear from Adilson Milanda after his final match as a Charlotte FC player, at least for now, maybe, you know. So it's adieu, Adilson, au revoir et bonne chance. But let's hear from Dean Smith first and work our way up to that what's probably going to be an emotional farewell presser for Addy Milanda. Let's see what Dino has to say, shall we?
That screw you wanted to call all year for home field, and it came down to what?
I've just said to the players in there, I'm not. They haven't let anybody down today. The fans turned up, we turned up. Much better performance, better team on the night. But sometimes sport's cruel, you know. And we didn't get the result that we deserved tonight. We didn't take our chances, but intensity, what we was after, was there. And yeah, it would have been nice to see that goal ruled off at the end for offside, which it looked on the screen, and give us another 5 minutes to possibly get back in the game. But proud of the lads in terms of how they played today, because I thought our performance was very good.
Yeah, I got to agree with Dino there. Not really here to, I'm part of that, not here to make excuses. It's classic Dean Smith. He always says, we were the better team. Every time, I've never seen Charlotte FC lose a match where Dino didn't say, we were the better team tonight. Just kind of one of his ticks that he always does. And that's fine. I've learned to live with it. But I don't necessarily agree with that. I think they were by far the better team. We did dominate at times, but we didn't do anything with that domination. Whereas New York City capitalized on fewer chances, which is usually what we do. They kind of beat us our own game. I definitely agree with him that third goal was offside. I don't know how. I was shocked. I turned to the people next to me. I was like, as soon as it was, I saw the first replay. I was like, oh, that's not going to stand. We'll be all right. But for some reason, all of a sudden, the ref pointed to the center circle and we were kicking it off. Very strange call. I'm going to have to go back and look at that one. Again, I was not in my right mind. So maybe I was completely wrong. Who knows? I was feeling good, though. I was feeling no pain, as they say. Anyway. Yeah, for Dino to say that we didn't let anybody down, I get what he's saying there. I tend to agree because it's really hard. I don't really have anyone necessarily to point a finger at. As I was watching it, we're losing. I'm like, I don't even, you know, it's kind of natural when you're analyzing this stuff, like whose fault was it, you know, that we're down 2-0? And it's really tough to say. It's not any one individual's fault. I don't think Diani played fabulous, but, you know, I thought he was okay. It's hard to say he was like the one that cost us the game. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to go back and look at some stuff, but I tend to agree with Dean for the most part on that first read. Yeah.
The long throw in, you know, what was it? What happened to break
the long
down?
Throw in?
Well, we knew they were a transitional team.
We did.
You know, but we were working. It was the last minute of the first half. The long throw was on. Sometimes you don't get the bounce of the ball, and the bounce just bounced for their player. And he's ended up carrying the ball 60, that 70 bounce. Yards. And
it was a bad bounce.
Nathan's ended up going to ground. I mean, it was a great finish, to be fair to the lad. But one we'll probably look back on and feel that we probably could have made a tactical foul a little bit earlier. And, you know, sometimes the bounce of the ball doesn't go for you. Yeah, no, he's just got a round of applause in the dressing.
I tend to agree. We'll get to the Addy comment in a minute there. Yeah, I mean, it was kind of a bad luck as far as the bounce of the ball. It's an interesting point from Dean that maybe a tactical foul earlier, take a yellow early in that play and don't let him develop. And it was a great shot. The guy, Fernandez, I think it was, right, snuck it into a really tight window there. Cali could have maybe done a little better. Byrne could have stayed up and tried to run him out past the end line instead of sliding. I'm not sure. Again, no one really super at fault, just no one really stepped up and made anything happen either. But yeah, here's the comments on Adilson.
I just said to him, it's been a pleasure working with him. He's deserved the move. He's been outstanding. The growth in him as a, not just as a player, but as a leader was outstanding. And
totally agree.
You know, we're going to miss him. Top player, but top personality as well. Mm-hmm. Really good human being, and we wish him well, and we'll be watching his future brightly.
Addy has grown up here. It's been a pleasure to watch.
Coach, you know, tonight you had a big missed opportunity from Brand. You took off Brand, you know, early both here at Yankee Stadium. Do you think that the...
That was a big miss from Ronico, and I wish Tokomati would have just shot that one instead of passing to him.
But maybe a mistake?
No, because when we had the ball, we weren't playing 4-4-2. If you look at what we played today, we had Westie as a 6, and we had BB and Didi as 2-8s. That was a difference in our game plan for tonight, and it allowed Gibril to make some really good runs into the penalty box, and it allowed Brandt to come a little bit shorter to get the ball as well. So no, I was happy with the game plan. I was happy with how we executed it at times. I just wasn't happy with the quality in and around the box, and you know, and you've got to give credit to them at times, because I thought they defended their box well as well.
Did you expect to get more
gracious
goals
in defeat there
during a three-game series?
Well, what you expect to get, playoff games are tight. They're always going to be. You know, I thought Will for the first 25 minutes was unplayable. We weren't allowed to play him in the first game, so you know, it took a lot of our, you know, a lot of our quality out of that first game.
And why weren't we allowed to play him in the first game? It's so crazy to me. It still irks me that no one from the club will criticize Wolf for doing something incredibly dumb that ultimately I'm going to have to say was a huge factor in us losing this series. It's not all down to him, but man, if we'd had Wolf in game one, I think things would have been much, much different.
The second game we played well enough and had chances to win that game before the penalties. So, you know, it is what it is. We'll reflect on it, but you know, two evenly matched teams, and you know, on tonight the wrong team's gone through, in my opinion. But good luck to them, because they defended their box really well.
Finally, you know, what do you say?
Yeah, it is the wrong team that went through, but not for the same reasons. I agree.
Well, just to thank you for all the support that we've had this season. Today, the fans turned up, and you know, MLS, take note. That's the atmosphere you're going to get if you play on a proper night for a football game where 30-odd thousand fans come in and make as much of an atmosphere as that was tonight. Yeah. And I'm disappointed that they've gone home, you know, without the victory that we all wanted. It could have been a really special night. But, you know, we have to come back better now.
It could have been a really special night, and it was so fun. I was with, you know, some great friends, just people that I love, and what a time. Just had a hell of a day preparing. The pregame was incredibly vibing, strong, and just for whatever reason, just the performance was not quite there. I got to say, though, you got to let the Tuesday night thing go, Dean. I mean, I get it. You know, none of us liked it, but both teams had to play on it, and I understand it sort of nerfed a little bit of our home field advantage that we had earned in the series, but Zaha being out for game one was a much, much, much bigger factor orders of magnitude more so than the fact that it was played on Tuesday night. Because that Tuesday night crowd, it actually was pretty good, despite what Dean would have you believe.
back to Steve and then Danielle.
What was the, looking back at the season as a whole, what was the most important achievement of the team this year from last year?
Progression. You know, we've had progression again. We've got more points. Hold a record now of a winning run in the league. Most home wins we've had. You know, so we've made progression as a team, as a club. We haven't got what we feel that we probably deserve tonight, and that can happen. As I said, sport can be cruel.
It is cruel.
But we need to keep progressing because, you know, that's when you can get closer and closer to winning things.
On the counter,
let's keep progressing. We go again, as they say in the sport.
The two guys that the ball fell to?
The second one, yeah, definitely. I mean, we've seen before that he's very good in them situations. You know, I think he just beat Nathan in the race to get on the end of it. You know, the first goal, I think we could have done a lot better with. Second goal is one of them things that can happen.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Spot on.
Being down 2-0 and getting that late goal, a lot of pieces.
Hedon.
What did that say about your
not for sale at any price?
Fighting even in that late goal.
Well, there's a lot of character within that dressing room. A lot of fire as well. A lot of disappointment now. But it was what I expected of the players because I know them really well now, having spent so long with them. And you know, they'll be hurting and they'll hurt for the next couple of days, but they can take credit in what they've done so far this season, the records that they've made, and you know, they've got to come back better, and that's the important thing now. Be hurt by it, but come back better. But there's a lot of character there.
Couldn't agree
Archie
more.
Came in the last game.
Love this team.
That first penalty well.
Love
came
these
in
guys.
Tonight. I thought he brought a lot of energy. Obviously had a great assist. How much are you looking forward to having him for a full off season before next year?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, it's always difficult when players come in during the season because you don't get that time to spend with them what you get in pre-season with your 5 or 6 weeks of pre-season. So I'm really looking forward to working with him.
No shade on Archie Goodwin, and I actually do agree with what Dean's saying here, but they said the same thing about Lee Alabada for this season, and look how that turned out. Just saying.
Patient-wise, he's top, you know, wants to get better, wants to stay out. You know, we end up dragging him out off the training ground at times. So, yeah, really looking forward to working with him.
We love Archie.
Coach,
we'll hear from Archie in just a few minutes.
You had your scoring chances early in this game. It seemed like to me, just the two home games alone, they're almost like a pass that's just too far ahead. Like, it just seemed like in these two home games, it was difficult to sort of make that proper connection and really connect on a scoring chance.
Yeah, I mean, if I look back at the first game, we started the game okay first 10 minutes, and then they took over the game for 35 minutes in that first game. Second half, we were much better, but when you've got a lead, it's easier to, you know, to defend the box, and you know, they defended their box in numbers when they took the lead in both the two games. So, you know, the first goal is always going to be important, you know, in any game, as we know, because it can change your tactics slightly. You know, but we do at times lack that little bit of quality on the final ball in and around the penalty box, and you know, but that's something that we can keep working on.
All right, last one to Carol.
What would you like to see happen with Wilfred Zaha at Charlotte FC?
In what sense?
What happens next year going
forward? I know, he comes back pre-season with us, and you know, we know we've got a quality player, and the first 25 minutes today when we kept getting the ball, and you know, we worked on Diani running forward to give him more time and space, and he kept coming into pockets and causing a really big problem. So you know, we know what the quality he's got. We'll have a fit Pep Beale coming back as well. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's a shame that he got injured when he did. It would have been lovely to have Pep around us,
certainly,
you know, for this playoff series, but, you know, it wasn't to be.
Mm-hmm. Thank you,
oh,
guys.
Man.
Cheers, thank you.
Would have loved Pep for sure. Unfortunate that he was injured and wasn't able to make it. Can't dwell too much on, you know, things that, you know, we didn't have them, so we can sit and talk about it, or we can just move on. But great. To be honest, I'm pretty happy with that press conference from Dino. Mostly, you know, aside from the fact that he always thinks we're the better team, which, you know, fair play. I'd rather have that, I guess, than him coming out and saying we stunk all the time. So certainly no real issue there. And Dean seems to know that cup competitions, this can be what happens. The sport is cruel, as he said, very telling comment. And overall, quick thoughts on the year is that it's a year of progression and didn't end the way we wanted to. We still can't progress past the first round of the playoffs, but we've been to the playoffs back-to-back years now and taken both series to third decider games. So there's some progression there. It'd be nice to score a goal in the playoffs. We don't seem to want to do that other than Swiderski's goal last year when should have been a winner, and then Toklamati's goal tonight. It'd be nice to get a, you know, to get a lead and hold a lead in a playoff match. But anyway, things overall pretty good. I'm sure Dino will be out with more sort of even after a little more reflection, some bigger picture end of year type stuff. I'm sure he'll do a manager's end of year press conference, I assume, but maybe he won't. Who knows? But in any case, let's hear from some of the players. Ashley Westwood is first up. Then we'll hear from Archie and then our boy, Magnifique Adios Milanda.
Devastated. We started the game well. Again, the fans turned up. The energy was there from the start. Mm-hmm. We missed a big chance, and in football, that changes the game. We've had 15 shots, one on target, which is not good enough. And
nailed it again.
Over the three games, to score one goal, you're not going to go through. So listen, but it's been a great season. The season's been great. We finished in the top four we wanted. We've come a little bit short, but again, this club's moving in the right direction. And hopefully the fans can see that. They can see what we're doing, the players we're bringing in. So yeah, now it's time to rest, recover and come back. And I said it last year, we want top four. Now we're going for the top. Now we want we want first place.
Let's go get the damn shield, huh?
No, it wasn't. It's a long ball into the box. They've picked up the second balls, and that's what's happened. Listen, the third one was, we're 2-1 down with 2 minutes to go. You have to go for it. So these things happen. We might go and score. So listen, that's not down to us. But I think it was our balls into the box, our final third quality, which let us down. We put four into the goalkeeper's hands. So yep. It was one of them nights. But
he's right.
Listen, it's.
The crosses were just
good year. Another step forward. So we rest, and I said it last year, top four. I say it this year, we're going for the top.
Looking ahead, there's one.
I mean, I love to hear it. Let's go, Captain. Sign me up.
What can you say about him as a teammate, as a player?
No, look at the smile on his face talking about
it. He's been incredible. My first year here, couldn't speak much English, but he's grown. He's fluent English, speaks better English than me. He's a leader, and listen, he's destined for the top. We all know how good he is. Mm-hmm. We wish him well. We didn't want to lose him on this kind of bad result, but no, he's been outstanding. And Middlesbrough have got a top defender. So
yeah, they do.
Listen, sky's the limit for Eddie. I think he will. If Middlesbrough don't go there in another few years, Adilson will be playing in the Premier League. That's how 100%. Good he is.
I'm going to miss so much. Just the visual of Adilson just stomping around the box and just barking orders during, you know, when we're defending set pieces or if we, you know, if they get a chance and then there's a final, we kick it out and they get a corner and he's just reaming guys. Adilson is such a soft spoken, like gentle guy off the pitch, but man, he is a freaking drill sergeant on the pitch and you know, crew form and all that stuff. He's the man, and it's great to see that his teammates recognize that.
How you guys change that moving?
Yeah, it's the final quality into the box wasn't good enough. We missed a big chance. That's what happens in football. You miss big chances, you get punished. But no, I thought we were the better team tonight. It felt like that. But again, if he echoes his manager, balls into the goalkeeper's hands, then these things, the quality wasn't there, but it's been there all year. We just fell a little bit short tonight.
To have that goal, though, late, to keep you guys in it, that fight.
You can read the pain on his face here.
What does that say about this locker room and just the fight that you guys had?
Yeah, we never give up. We never give up. We knew listen, we got one. It felt like it was coming. It felt like it was. Mm-hmm. It felt like right, we're going to get another one here. But
I thought it was get one, then get two.
But
for
no,
sure.
I must say a big thank you to our fans. They've been all year. They've been outstanding. The way they turn up in their numbers, even around the city, when we're walking around, we get noticed. There's nothing but love for us. So, again, I must apologise for tonight. It was. Well, not just tonight, but the past three games, it's been below our standards, but it's been a good year, and we will see you all back here next year.
Ashley, you're welcome. Apology accepted. I forgive you.
Does tonight's result give you the motivation to keep going?
I'm not sure I've got that, but no, the gaffer, yeah, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. Gaffer played in the championship, and there's more games, so that's... I'm gonna go as long as I can. But listen, I've got kids, who knows if I can get there.
As somebody who's such a leader and has that experience,
just play until just become the player coach when Dino's done. Ash,
it was no message to be given. We've had a good year. It was the gaffer said his bit. It wasn't like last year. Last year we were. I don't think we were set up to win something, but this year's disappointing. I felt like we had the team to go and challenge for a trophy. Obviously now we've lost to Dilson, so someone's going to have to step in and fill some big shoes to fill. But again, we'll hopefully get Pep back next year. Wilf will still be here, so we're nearly there. We're very close, and again, last year I said top four. Next year we're going for the top.
Is it hard not to say what would have been with
it's a good mantra. He keeps repeating it over and over again.
Pep's quality, you're going to miss him again, but it's a team game. You can't rely on just one person. But no, Pep's a quality player. I think he should be ready for pre-season, another pre-season with us, and then we go again next year.
You saw Perea's injury. Did your stomach just go down?
Yeah, it's awful. I mean, I must say a big... It looks like it was very similar to what I did a few years ago. So listen, it wasn't meant. It was just a collision. But I wish him all the best. I hope his teammates are rallying around him. He's got a tough few months ahead, but he'll be fine. If a 32-year-old man can get through it, I'm sure. I think he's 24, so he'll be fine. And he's a great player. So we wish him all the well. Everyone from Charlotte FC, we wish him all the well.
Thank you, Wesley.
Thank you.
Yeah, shout out Andres Pereira. That really was a truly gruesome, brutal injury. I didn't even really see from my vantage point, but I could see the stretcher being carried out, and I could see the reaction of all the players yelling to the training staff, "Get out here, get out here!" I mean, he's, carted off the pitch, and I saw that New York City actually named Andres Pereira sort of their man of the match because he was playing well. He played great in the series. Remember, he had the shot off the crossbar in game one. That was sort of like their first early threat that was sort of, announced that they were taking control of that match, and then they scored moments later. So Andres Pereira, really good player. New York's going to struggle without him, and I'd certainly wish him well health-wise, and really hated to see that. So I'm glad that Westy gave that shout-out to him. And I like everything Westy said there about, that's what you expect to hear from the captain, the veteran leader on the team, that – but he said, last year I said we're going to get top four and we did it. So next year we're going for the top. So that, it should follow by extension then that Charlotte FC is going to be competing for the Supporters Shield next year. I do think we probably need a few more dudes. Love everyone on the team. I feel like I agree with him that we were set up to potentially win a trophy this year. I feel like we could have competed with anyone. I thought if we were going to go into Philadelphia next week, if we had won or 2 weeks, I think, like, with the international break, we would have had, I think we would have been ready to go. I think we would have been well equipped to win there. But I do think, I still also think there can be more quality in the squad. We missed Pep. I wouldn't say the midfield got overrun, but I just, with Diani and Bronico are not Pep Biel, and they both do good things, and I've shouted them out for many other things in the past. But we definitely did miss Pep Biel. He wasn't there, so. But yeah, the captain. Doing his thing. He's the captain saying captain things, as they say. Let's go from one of the oldest players on the team to one of the youngest, Archie Goodwin.
What's been your experience getting to this point, seeing the building like it was shaking tonight?
It was shaking.
Yeah, to be honest, this was my first kind of finals game I've been involved in. It was great to see the fans show up and we put on a show for them, but yeah, unfortunately couldn't get the win for them, which is disappointing, but yeah, we're going to come back stronger next year.
You're damn right we showed up. The place was rocking.
When you're coming in, that matching up with the Don and the others, you would get those chances?
Yeah, definitely. We complement each other really well. Made a lot of forward runs into the box and created chances, but yeah, unfortunately couldn't put them away.
Obviously, this was a shorter season for you here in Charlotte. What, I guess, was your impression, and how much are you excited to, I guess, be part of this group again?
Yeah, look, very excited. It's a great bunch of lads. I've settled in really well since getting here. Everyone's been so welcoming, and yeah, this last part of the season's been very exciting, and yeah, just so keen to come back next season.
What has this little taste of action meant for you, like in your game, and how you feel going into next year?
I think moving to a different country, it brings a lot of confidence to me. The fans are so welcoming, and the players, so brings a lot of confidence for me to come in next year, ready to go and really make an impact from the start.
What's been your favorite part about living in Charlotte this year?
To be honest, the football and the facilities here are next level compared to what I'm used to in Australia. There's a lot more here and resources that we don't have back home. So really fortunate to be here and use all those to my advantage.
Archie, tell us about the behind-the-back pass to Egan. It looked like you had a great hookup between Harry and Joko.
Yeah, look, we had to make kind of different runs, so I kind of stepped off the final line a little bit. I knew if I got a little flick on it, he was going to be running through. So I'm glad we got the goal, but, yeah, unfortunately it wasn't enough.
Mm. What did your off-season look like to increase your quality to get there?
It was a beautiful goal.
Look, I'm going to train hard. I'm happy I'm flying fit going into off-season. That's very important for me. It's just going to be a strong off-season, hitting the gym and doing a lot of running. And then I've actually got Asian Cup with the under-23s Australia team, hopefully coming up if I get selected. So I have to stay fit during the off-season as well.
Okay.
Confidence is itself, so give you confidence to chip along.
Keep playing games, Archie.
Yeah, definitely. I'm confident in myself. I've always been a confident player. The goals will eventually come, and that would just help the team.
Besides the national team call-up,
he's a man of few words, Archie Goodwin. But you can feel the confidence.
Dealing with the jet lag from when you first came up.
I think, when I come back to Charlotte, I'll have to come a bit earlier. It was probably a good week for me to get into the swing of things, but I'll come around good pretty quickly.
Coming back, it's a lot harder than going to Australia.
Yeah, definitely. I think coming into a preseason as well, you need to acclimatise early. So, that'll probably be the plan for me.
Shit, we're going to Coachella, right?
They have to keep you off the pitch. So how do you, like, during training and things like that, just you just want to keep on working and working hard. So how do you take a step back and reflect and learn from this moment over this offseason?
I think... Yeah, just getting those little minutes off the bench with the team in this final end of the season was very important for me, just for confidence. Get my foot in the door and settle in a bit. It's going to be full steam ahead when I come back next season. I'm going to look to play as much as I can and provide for the team and hopefully excite the fans.
Does Sydney play in the Olympic Stadium, or is that just rugby ground?
Sydney?
Yeah, the...
Sydney FC. No, they play in Allianz Stadium. So.
Is that the old Olympic Stadium?
I'm not too sure. I don't think so. I think it's a new stadium.
Love a random exchange about what stadium Sydney FC plays in at the end of the presser there. Like Archie, I think probably as he grows older, he'll probably develop a little bit more of a ability to be conversational with his answers. Maybe he won't. Maybe he just is who he is. But, every time I see him give pressers, and I have been attended pressers that he's, press availabilities, man, a few words. Doesn't say a lot, but you can sense that confidence that does kind of sort of beam out of him. And I'm an Archie Goodwin fan. I can't wait to see what he does next year. Edon Toklamadi, I just think is probably – I'm, like, blown away by Edon. Loved Ajumong, but absolutely – even loved Karol Swiderski at one point back in the day, but – just Edon Toklamadi, he got the goal last night. He should have had an assist in game two that was with the silky back heel. And just the kid is just instinctual and just a freaking baller. And he's going to be amazing next year. And Archie Goodwin, you're going to have a real tough time getting minutes, I feel, unless we get switched to a two-striker system, because I think Edon is where it's at. So happy that Archie's on the squad. I want to see him continue to develop. But right now, it's Edon Toklamadi for me. all damn day, every day. We now come. We've been going for a half hour. Thanks for if you've been watching this whole thing. We stick with and sticking with it. I can't thank you enough. Man, I am looking rougher than I even realized when I started this episode. But it's time for the hardest part. We got to say goodbye to Adilson Milanda. He gave his final post-game press availability as a member of Charlotte FC. So let's listen and comment. What's that?
Body, you came to Charlotte as a kid. You're leaving as a man.
He definitely looks older. He looks
how difficult is it?
More mature than when he first signed, for sure.
It is, because obviously we wanted to go further. I think we had the quality, we had everything to beat them tonight. But it's football. There is things that we did not do that well. But you can't change now. It's too late. So, yeah, obviously really disappointed about that. But really proud and really happy to being able to play for the Charlotte fans, for the Charlotte Football Club. It was unbelievable. I miss that, to be honest. But yeah, it is part of the career too. It's for, yeah. Reaching all the goals, so it's great.
What was your emotion like as soon as the game was over, and then kind of walking around?
That was really disappointing after you just take a breath and realize that it's done. First of all, I want to say best of wish for the players who get injured tonight. I hope a quick recovery for him. Yeah, stay strong, and then, yeah, you will be back.
What a gentleman.
Yeah, just really disappointed about it, and then yeah, you know, it's just football. Then we get up again, fight for next year for a title, and I will be watching.
transition moments today,
hopefully from the Premier League.
What was happening in those situations?
Yeah, it's just a little to say that. Yeah, I think it cost us the game. We took 3 goals on 3 counter attack of set pieces. We should not. We have been, I think, excellent this year on those points, and we just gave 2 goals. They really hurt us, and then after the third one, just, yeah, it was too complicated to come back.
Yeah, that second goal was such a gut punch, because we were there at halftime. It was like, hey, okay, we're down, but we outplayed them. We just need to get a quick goal in the first 10 minutes, level this thing up, and then we can go win. And instead, the second goal was scored against us, and that put us really behind the eight ball the entire second half. So you can see Adilson acknowledging that.
No, just really disappointing for the fans, because we could go.
Adilson, to a lot of fans,
thanks, buddy.
First true Charlotte FC legend. What does that mean to you?
No, I appreciate that. I'm not saying like that, but yeah, it's great to hear. I think this club is just starting growing. They will get everything, I'm sure. They work in the right way. They have good players still. They bring new, and then that can just help them to win trophies, and that's what they will do now.
What can you say about how they were...
Very interesting question. We'll put that out to the chat. I'd love to hear what people think in the comments or whatever. Is Adilson Milanda the first Charlotte FC legend? For me, it's obviously TT Ortiz, but, just kidding. All kidding aside, Milanda did become, is he the best player in club history? Very, very interesting take. I kind of think that some good discussions could be had around that question.
Able to develop you into being able to take this major step in your career next?
It's just playing around with people and, yeah, learning from the most experienced person that they have here. It was top. Everything, every coaches that I met here gave me something, as I said before. So now, just, yeah, you grow as a player, so it's great. You get experience, and then it was, again, a real pleasure to be part of that.
Was Tim influential for you?
Yeah, a lot. We had a little conversation after the game. Yeah, we know each other now.
Oh, man.
And then, yeah, it was great.
Someone follow up, please, about that conversation.
It's hard now to just think about everything, because, yeah, it is the end. So.
What are you going to miss most about this club and this squad, specifically this group of players?
It's funny. I'm watching this, and I just think about the body language here, sort of, you know, and he's, you know, you can tell that he's authentic and genuine and that he wants good things for Charlotte FC, and he's, you know, disappointed with the way it ended. You can tell, but like he's got this smile on his face because it's when I try to think about things from his perspective, and I can relate somewhat. I mean, I've never been a pro athlete, but I have job hopped a lot, moved my way, you know, in the media career that I have, like, I worked my way. My first job was in Idaho. Then I worked in Mississippi and then Texas and then Connecticut and then back to Texas and then New York and then back to Texas. And, you know, now here in Carolina. And it's like every one of those steps, there were a couple steps. Not all those were planned steps, but most of those were like steps forward into something new and something that I was really excited about. And you can tell he's excited about the next phase of his career. And you can't blame him. He's a young man, and again, I'm not questioning his devotion or his effort or his commitment to Charlotte FC, but I'm so happy for this guy because I know that feeling of like moving into a new phase and taking an advancement and going to a higher level, and it's just so great to see. And we wish him the best, and we wish him so well. He's just such a great kid.
The spirit, the mentality of the players has been incredible. Every player that I met here made me think and confident. Just the way they act, the way they act with each other, how they want to fight for everything in terms of training, games, even outside of football. We have really good person here, and I think the club is in good hands.
Got time for two more?
Those Mas.
So last month, Patrick Adjumon told us he's looking forward to playing you on January 1st. Are you looking forward to playing against him in the UK on January
1st? Yeah, no, for sure. For sure, it will be exciting, this new challenge. It will be great. It will be great. Can't wait for it.
We'll definitely be watching that one.
I'm coming.
Get ready, Pat. Addy's coming. I love it.
Thank you, guys, also. Have always been great with me, so I appreciate that. And then, yeah, this club has more to give, so yeah, keep connect.
Thank you, Addy.
Any message for the fans tonight from you personally?
Thank you for everything. Those 3 years has been incredible.
De rien, mon ami.
Sorry.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah, no, just keep watching the players, the boys. They need you. We need you. It was top. And then, yeah, enjoy. Enjoy, because we do it for you. We play for you. And being able to play at the Bank of America has been great, top. So, yeah, keep it up. We need you. They need you.
Thanks, Addy.
Are you able to just expand on the emotions you're clearly showing right now? Are you able to kind of
incredible.
Just what it is you're feeling?
No, it's not planned. It's just everything you do now, it's end. So. Is the last thing.
Everybody's going to sound like ash. It's going to be tough.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, man. Wow. getting emotional over here. Love to see it. I love life. I love to see people achieve their dreams. It's great that Edilson is moving on to the next stage of realizing his dream. So I guess that would be the way I'll wrap this episode, by saying, go out there, everybody. Chase your dreams. Don't let Charlotte FC's loss get you too down. For me, not everyone's going to experience things the same, but for me, it was a joy last night. I was, like I said, I was with all my people that I love all around me, and just had such a good time. Wish for a better result, but we can't let the results be the only thing that shapes our experience of supporting this club. It really is those experiences and that time spent. Obviously, things would be much better with a win. I would love to have the chance of another game to go to this year in the playoffs, or even just watch on TV. And that's not going to happen. So we go again about 3.5-4 months from now. And it's now the off season, and people will leave. Adilson's leaving. Others will leave. New people will come in. It's all part of the tapestry, baby. So enjoy it. Live it. Love it. Be well.